This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, by the end of the hour, they're going to post, I'm told, some of the Twitter entries for the Hillary is a great white shark cresting. There's that photo, and I want to put that out. Somebody else did one. We get sent a lot of other cool stuff of Hillary as a NASCAR racer. Race car driver with Chase Bank and Goldman Sachs and everybody that funds her. So that's pretty hilarious up on Infowars.com. Here's the big news I'm going to cover before I leave and Rob Due takes over from the other studio. We've got proof Twitter is now censoring Donald Trump completely. Google won't even list him as a presidential candidate. I mean, they're going to steal the election. He's 7 to 10 points ahead. I will not put up with this crap. The government is illegitimate at the moment. And I'm going to tell the police and military something. Now, I've never gotten into this fetish with military coups. I'm going to tell you something right now. Thank you, Nico. Are we going to let them steal the election while they promote going and shooting cops in the back? I always say I want to fix stuff peaceably, and I'm not planning anything offensively myself. So much more effective informationally. But at a certain point, you got to quit putting up with the crap. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And then people I talk to go, that's the whole point, Alex. We're kicking their butt in the info war. I understand that. But, I mean, at a certain point, it's like some communist hit me in the side and hit me in the shoulder, and I rammed into them. I mean, it's just instinctive. Like, four of them, fell over. They're just little chicken neck pieces of crap. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of these cowards. We're being overrun. We're being overrun by every form of scum. I mean, we have all these crazy, weirdo feminists who've never been in the military trying to start war with Russia and China and putting jihadis in everywhere. And he won't even let Christian refugees in, so they get killed. I mean, it's just like, wow, really out to get us. I just want a leader that isn't out to get the country. I just want somebody that doesn't hate me because I'm a gun owner or a Christian. I am a bitter clinger. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. Let's just hold the longest here. That'd be a California caller, Brian. Brian, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. God bless and, Godspeed to you and the whole InfoWars team, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to plug the products also. I didn't call in for that reason, but I can't say enough great things about them.
Thank you.
Really across the board, top of the line. Everybody
we do set out to bring you the lowest price nutraceutical that are either missing links or game changers or staples for major brands, private labeled at a lower price.
Absolutely. They're amazing. So continue the good work there.
Thank you.
Hey, look, man, this is what concerns me right now. And this is why I think it's a time when everybody sort of has to stand up and voice their belief in what's right and wrong right now. The reason I call is, we're looking at the first debate on September 26th. So we're not even 2 months out, right? And, I've worked in the high technology game for about the last 10 years, and I understand that there's the algorithms that they can sort of look at to check the pulse of what the nation is thinking, right? And my concern is right now, the mainstream media is having to admit that Donald Trump is up at least 7.5 points. In reality, that's probably 15 or 20%, right? So
let's be conservative. With closeted folks, my analysis is 10 to 11 points, and I can tell you that the insiders were shocked by that, top pollsters saying that's our number. Well, I know how to dead reckon. I mean, I'm a man of the street, and I can tell you, here's the deal. I think it would be higher if a lot of the folks are on the fence like Trump. They're not going to vote. They need to go vote. They need to register right now. They need to vote. Everybody, just to support free speech and the right of elections, you must vote Donald Trump.
Alex, I've been to the think tanks. I've sat in the strategy sessions. People don't understand what is at stake. You do a great job, ringing the alarm and bringing people to the table and exposing information, but people don't really understand the type
of... Well, Brian, tell us what's at stake, because I interrupted you for the 2 minutes you were on. But come back, shut up for 2 minutes, give me the floor and everybody else, and then Anthony Giardi might come in there and join me. We got Rob Due coming up as well. I don't want to leave. I'm going to broadcast for 28 hours more. I mean, it's just... I've never had more energy. This is so historic. I'm not up there trying to hype this like it's exciting. It's so exciting. I don't know how to, like, describe how exciting it is. I mean, it's just, whoa. I mean, this is incredible.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
It's either the final days of the Republic or the preparation of the new Renaissance. We will decide.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We got the truth. It's the hydrogen bomb of weapons. We are using it. You see the effects. Thinking people are listening. I was out there watching Fox News during the break, and they're like, Trump hasn't responded to the speeches last night. His tweet said Hillary carries destruction and corruption and lies behind her. It's all a fraud. He put out countless tweets about how she's a sellout. I mean, they're up on InfoWars.com. But I have to tell you, Trump is playing this very, very fair. While Hillary stole the nomination, if I was Trump, he's already really been aggressive, but I would do stuff like during the DNC, I'd have just been live during the speeches every night with the press conference. I'd say they're crooked. They stole the nomination. It's all illegitimate. So I'm just up here talking about how they're crooked and how they stole the election. And here's some clips of the superdelegates admitting they were going to steal it. I mean, every time he does that, he goes up in the polls. And I know his general advisors tell him, back off. But now I hear his general advisors sounding like yours truly, and sounding like Roger Stone, because that's the truth. When you're faced with outrageous corruption, outrageous over-the-top, redonkulous garbage, the only response back is to say it's ridiculous. I mean, when she steals the nomination, she stole it. We're not the radicals here. I want to explain that. Every time a cop gets their head blown off or shot in the back, just randomly, black cops, white cops, you name it, just by crazy people, the president goes, the police better reform themselves, and Hillary says they better listen up. That takes all this to a whole nother level now, folks. This government is in active terrorism against our local governments and the American people. And make no mistake, you can get mad at cops, revenue generating, or arrogant cops, and Lord knows they're there, and I'm the guy that opposes that. But not because I hate them or want to kill people. Just because there's a bad cop and I'm against them doesn't mean I'm some maniac who wants to kill innocent people. They wouldn't be doing stuff like this unless they're thinking about overthrowing everything, and I mean cities burning and just the end, folks, of this country. Or at least for a while, it's going to be hellish out. Because here's the deal. Patriots aren't going away, and we're not looking for trouble, and we don't shoot our mouths off. But let me just say, everybody pushing this mass murder crap and all this other crazy sedition, you better believe you shouldn't be worried about Alex Jones, but the veterans and the police officers, they are going to clean your clock when the veneer comes back. And they don't want to do that, but believe me. You think you're doing all this in a vacuum and that you are immune? You better think twice. And everybody knows I don't make threats. And I'm not intending myself to do anything except stand here and carry out the truth and warn people. I'm doing the main job of exposing these people, and you are doing the main job. But, man, let me tell you, they have gone super weaponized. The globalists have escalated to levels I didn't think they'd be doing right now. I thought it was later, which means they've moved their timetable up. Just got chills. Oh, my God. Whoa. I mean, Rob, dude, I'm going to go back to calls here and then go to you doing the fourth hour. You've been working 17 days straight. We just talked during the break. I haven't told you to do that. You want to do it for your family. You've been here, you know, 8 years or whatever. Some folks 15 years like Paul Watson. I mean, do you disagree with me that the energy level, both on good and bad, has now reached just epic crescendo level?
Yeah, it's the quickening. Like you said, it starts off going real slow like that, and all of a sudden it ramps up. And I think we're in that ramp-up phase where it's about to go supernova. And it's on both sides. The awakening's happening on both sides. I mean, Bernie people are waking up to the corruption. Trump people are waking up to the corruption. And then you've still got these diehard groups on both sides that are just trying to keep the system going along and pretending like nothing's really happening and that anybody who steps out and says anything is a crazy conspiracy theorist. But you're talking about cops. This morning, San Diego police shooting. SWAT team surrounds home after one officer killed, another one shot and in surgery right now. So the war on police is still intensifying. And then you got Breitbart reporting.
And again, it is a war. It's a war on stability for destabilization.
Exactly. And now Black Lives Matter is going back to resume protests in Dallas after the massacre of police. So, and they were jeering during a moment of silence during the Democratic National Convention.
We got that clip. We haven't played that. Can we cue that up? Jeering when they put a woman cop up there, police chief, and say, you know, because it backfired, having no American flags, having Black Lives Matter up there with no cops. So then they try it, and there's such a, I mean, these are government lovers, but then they hate the cops.
Exactly.
Except they call the cops.
Right. And what's going to happen is the cops aren't going to show up to your community when something goes down. Are they going to wait and let it happen?
And then the good cops are sick of it. They're going to get out, and then they're going to get their little globalist bureaucrats in. Let's go ahead and play that clip from last night. Here it is.
Please help me, in honor of all of American fallen officers, with a moment of silence. I am privileged to introduce to you.
So they stopped the moment of silence. People yelled black. And that's Lupe Valdez, the Dallas County Sheriff. The Dallas police let us when the judge said no free speech, we said we're going cover the 40th. Dallas police did their job protecting us. Then after the thing was all over, just here come 50 Dallas Sheriff's Department, those basically all like Democrats, bouncers, to attack us, including children. Yeah. The Dallas police were blown away but stood there, and it was Lupe Valdez and the Democrats. So, I mean, that woman is a monster.
And those people were deputized, Alex. They were. It seemed like that day they just deputized some people, got some local thug bouncers from the area to get on.
Definitely like big. Everybody was like 6'5".
Big and fat. Oh, it was disgusting. I think even David Knight said, look at that fat pig. One of those guys that was just like roly-polying over there pushing people.
Well, my point is, here she is. The one cop they have up there is this little Reconquista communist.
Well, that's the way they play. That's the way they play.
It's incredible. All right, I'm going to go to some calls and let you take over. Finishing up with Brian in California. You were trying to get into the products. I interrupted you. You're trying to make another point about election time. Go ahead.
Look, you know, Alex, when you take into consideration that there is an end to this financial disaster that we're facing, not only in this country, but around the world, and then you take into the events of the job numbers reports, the precious metal manipulation, the Deutsche Bank numbers that just came out, the Italian banks needing another bailout.
The world is teetering on the edge of collapse.
There has to be an end to this, and they know. But the thing that the American people don't know is there's a system that's already in place to clamp down on you harder than you have ever thought in your life, and it's already in place. So that anything can start, and, you know, it could be a false flag. You know, us obviously trying to start a war over in Russia over a bunch of, obviously, allegations that probably aren't founded. Obviously, we have the problems at home. So, again, I laughed because people were saying how dark Trump's speech was. I thought it was fantastic. And the thing that people don't understand is as dark as things are, like you always say, there's the level of Newtonian physics that we have to acknowledge. There is a force behind this right now that they cannot stop, and that is scaring them. It's making them desperate. So that's why I'm saying Trump cannot be on a debate stage with Hillary Clinton because he exposes her too much. But on top of that, he exposes her handlers too much.
And well said, my friend. I appreciate your call, Brian. I'm going to jump to others now. Todd in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air.
May God bless all you say and do, Alex Jones.
Thank you.
I would like to change the playbook up a little from what you've been talking about today and let Alex Jones do what Alex Jones does and let Donald Trump kind of sink back a while and figure out who all the real players are, you know. It's time to get biblical. I mean, somebody's not reading the playbook here. And I know Trump grew up listening to Norman Vincent Peale, so he's got it in him. So I think we need to change up the playbook a little there and just go biblical. And I'm not going to quote scripture, but I did send an email.
Well, I don't mind if you quote scripture. I mean, look, my issue is, obviously, I have a huge, large audience of patriots, kind of the core of the populist resistance here in America. You're it. It's not me. I'm just one of you. I mean, obviously, Trump hears from us. We talked to Trump. I'm going to stop right there because the media makes a big thing out of it. And, you know, here's the deal. I can get Trump back on right now. But then it's my decision, really, and I'm kind of thinking, is that good or is that bad? I'm not sure, so I'm kind of leaving it alone. It's not about my show. It's about defeating Hillary. So I don't really know overall what Trump should do. He's a pretty smart guy. I think he should come out and just expose that Hillary already stole the nomination, so she'll steal anything. But you talk about biblical, he should come out just like Ben Carson did and say, this is satanic. I mean, Hillary pledged allegiance to Lucifer, basically.
Well, like the last caller said, you know, he's shown his hand too much. He needs, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't like the way he says things, even though he's telling the truth.
Well, they're a bunch of whining dumbasses because the entire establishment is after Trump. So if you claim you're against the establishment and you want our industry back and you don't want to be a poor dumbass, you should vote for Donald Trump. I mean, it's so obvious. The whole system hates him. They're probably going to kill him. I just hope all the jackasses out there, when they blow his plane up or shoot him, remember they were dumbasses.
Well, you know, we need to educate the ones that aren't awake, and we need to put the ones that are awake to work.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Todd. Yeah, people need to go vote. They need other people to vote. They need to be talking about the corruption. They need to get the articles at Infowars.com about election fraud and Hillary being a scammer and Twitter censoring him and Google. I mean, they're just blocking him on Twitter, Google, everywhere, where he doesn't even exist. And he's ahead of Hillary. I mean, this is in America, in our election, open meddling. Congress, the Republicans should be hauling the head of Twitter and Facebook in right now. I'm going to go back to calls, but Rob Dew, I mean, this is crazy level censorship. People go, well, so what? That's just Trump. If they can do it to Trump, you know Drudge is next.
Well, and I have an interview that one of our newer production members, Gabe Golddiamond, got out and at the DNC, and it's a makeup artist. He's somebody who works with these people all the time. And he said, you know, what do you think? What if you tried to search Hillary Clinton's name as a presidential candidate and it didn't come up? You think that's a big deal? She's like, I don't know. And he goes, well, you know, actually what's going on right now is when you search the name Donald Trump presidential candidate, this was happening 2 days ago, and nothing comes up. And she goes, so? Like, it's no big deal. Like, and she goes, they're a private company. They can do what they want.
Oh, yeah. They hold out. They're giving you a real surge, but they're not telling you there's a presidential candidate. I mean, that's like the Soviet Union. You have a newspaper that won't tell you who the candidates are.
Exactly. But, you know, she's just a symptom of modern America. It's just like, so?
Because they think they're with the power structure. They've got power. They're right. Chumps.
Yeah.
And when people have this attitude, the system has no respect. We've had wealth because the system was afraid of the people. And because we had freedom comparatively.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the good news. Smart, hardworking people always do okay. Unless there's a nuclear war. All these jackasses that have been wanting to go along with this,
oh, yeah.
They're the ones that are screwed.
Exactly.
I mean, they have no idea how screwed they are. I mean, it is just, I mean, wow. Wow. This is beyond Pravda, you know, 1960. I mean, this is just classic. We never have any excuse to talk about, you know, communist countries or Nazis or whatever with their censorship when we now are beyond it. But there's a paradox. There's censorship going on, but then there's still freedom outside of it. Next phases are coming after us, dude.
Yeah, that is. And what I think is amazing is that all these leftists complain and bitch about the government and the stealing and all this and the corruption, yet their solution is more government. It's like, well, we'll give the government more power, but it'll be a nice, benevolent government. No, it doesn't work like that. It never works like that, ever, ever, ever. Just your last guest was talking about how there were thousands of years of Chinese dictators and Mongolian dictators and Egyptian dictators. It doesn't change. They weren't benevolent to their people. They never are. They give the people enough just to get by. And when the United States is the only country where you had true freedom, and that's why you have people building boats out of trash to get here.
That's right. James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to lend credence to the fact that everybody keeps saying that Hillary stole Bernie Sanders, stole the convention. She didn't steal anything. Bernie Sanders gave it to her.
No. I agree, but she stole the popular vote. Look, that's why I don't say she stole it from Sanders. Sanders was a shill the whole time, stood down. We knew he'd do it. Dirtbag that he is. But the people that voted in election law, they were robbed, and the delegates were robbed. They wouldn't go along. The superdelegates took it. And so you're absolutely right that Sanders is a party to it, but she did steal the votes.
Right. He was controlled opposition from the beginning. And so I think it's imperative right now that the Republicans and Donald Trump and you and I and everybody reach out to the Bernie Sanders reporters as soon as possible because it got out of control. You know, this plan from the beginning for to energize their base with somebody who was promising stuff that, you know, was not even close to being possible was just a ploy.
Yeah, they wanted a bunch of communists and socialists and people and well-meaning leftist populists to go vote to get them into the database, into the game, knowing Hillary couldn't even do that. Yes, it was all planned behind closed doors with Sanders. He is a total Benedict Arnold. He is Judas Iscariot.
But we need to educate his voters and his people that that's what happened because they don't understand that. They just think that it was fraud. They think that Bernie was for them. They don't realize that he was for Hillary from day one.
And that's why they tell him to sit there and act mad when Hillary talks about him. It's all, that guy is such a dirtbag. He thinks he's smarter than you. He's preying on you and your family. He's the smart guy. Bernie Sanders is a demon. I agree with you, James. Thank you. Rob, do your take on that.
I don't think he's qualified either, Alex.
You kids, get out of here. You're on detention for a year.
Yeah, he was the voice of the principal. Maybe it was about it.
Exactly.
Gera in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, I'm an info warrior princess, anti-worldwide womb war hag Hillary, her thinus, who chose a M-A-N man as a VP.
Sure. I mean, look, it's all a gimmick. I don't care if it's a man or a woman as long as they're a patriot. Do you think Hillary's been trying to steal the election? She already stole the nomination.
Yes. The movie, Hillary's America, sets the facts and educates about this whole theft of our country And we need entrance guards documenting the groups of illegal aliens that are paid and bussed into the...
Oh, court. I agree. It's totally criminal. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Daniel. Daniel in Wisconsin. You're on the air worldwide on this Friday edition. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, special thanks to all the info warriors out there and everybody. I won't be too long with that. So I just want to touch on what's going on locally. I'm a student, an adult student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're seeing programs come out related to cultural competency. And I want to say, you know, I'm working on getting this done locally and getting this issue fixed and resolved. But
sure, but you're not talking about science and math or business or networking. You're talking about obsessing over culture and ninnying.
It's about terminology and language. Specifically, they want to frame it like this. What are the terminology that people need to know about in order to talk about race and racism? That in itself can be a secondary message by choosing what terms they want to include and exclude. So I've been working with an organization called thefighter.org. And if you have any listeners out there who are college students and info warriors and they have similar issues, check out that organization. They're very, very successful at putting pressure on universities that are rolling out these kind of programs.
Absolutely. We should really put pressure because, look, some college degrees are worth something, engineering, things like that, but 80%+ of them are totally worthless, and the real answer is just let them collapse. Don't go to them, or if you're there, do it as just a political thing to try to document inside these brainwashing centers what's going on. I appreciate your call. Look, I'm out of time. I'm going to hand the baton to Rob Dew. He's got a lot of news coming up. I'm sure he'll probably take some more of your calls. Very briefly, I want to thank the viewers. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the sponsors. I want to thank the affiliates. I want to, as I end this main week here and hand the baton, the Mountly News is tonight, 7 o'clock as well. I want to thank you all for your support, your prayers. This is history happening. And we've had this sale the last few days that we're extending through the weekend. Some of the products are selling out, so some of the products won't be available tomorrow, but most of them will be available through Sunday. 40% off super high-quality, affordable food. That's not 40% off, you know, something was jacked up in price. That's 40% off already the lowest prices of the highest quality food you're going to find anywhere. We've got 40% off super high-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet, 40% off the nootropics, $17.76. Similar nootropics are like $60, $70. It's already a good deal at $29.95. It's $17.76. That is selling out. InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals and supplements, or InfoWarsStore.com for the umbrella side of Hillary for President and the Hillary, Bill Clinton rape shirt, or 20% off great Elf air filter systems, 20% off water filtration systems, 20% off all the other T-shirts, the Molon Labe, the Come and Take It, the Molon Labe ball caps. And it's so heartening, so exciting, so invigorating to travel around the country anywhere, not just our events, but see people wearing the shirts or similar shirts. I love seeing knockoffs of them all. I mean, that's what's really exciting. Like, more than half the Hillary for President shirts weren't ours out there. That is amazing. And it just lets people know the power of the Liberty Movement and that we're growing. We've got the establishment's attention. Great job. This is true Americana, worldwide, true grassroots. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, as I said, Lord willing, I take nothing for granted. I'll be back this Sunday in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. But there's another 30 minutes of Rob Dew for the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll be filing special reports throughout the weekend. But take advantage of the biggest sale in our history. It's the InfoWars.com super sale, 28-hour broadcast, and, of course, fundraiser. We have little donation buttons. If you want to just give a straight-up donation, but I'd rather you get a high-quality product that enriches you and also helps us fight the globalists. Rob Dew, thank you for all you do. You go ahead and take over, my friend.
Sure, and I just want to point out that the guy from Madison was talking about all the terminology they have to use. I have two videos that I shot going out and interviewing people out at these in these young college towns. One,
I am a binary female male of the 7th, 9th, exactly. Quarter of the 14th galaxy of the 19th Kumba.
They have a dictionary of terms. One of them is drunk Bernie supporters run amok, but the one here, Bernie socialist worship capitalist products. This young lady right here, if y'all can pull it up on screen, she had the terminology down, and she sat there and talked in circles for literally 5 minutes.
It's
and
all just her own weird little cult gibber.
I forgot my own question. It is.
Well, let's play some of these. I mean, these videos are gold. New Age Skrillex, the new Carl the Cuck, it's all there for you. A meme goldmine.
It is.
We need to use satire to ridicule all this. We're going to be right back with Rob Dew. I'm signing off. I'm going to go get some rest now. I hope Duke, you going to get some rest over this next?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to get some rest. It's going to be a good weekend.
All right. You're going tubing. All right. I'm going to try to go with you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
You'll be back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The fight is now, 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 now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely twisting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating.
So during the break, Alex and I were just looking at the myriad of YouTube videos that have been put up over the weekend by our hardworking crew out at the DNC. It was Joe Biggs, Kit Daniels, David Knight, Michael Zimmerman, Gabe Goldheim and others were out there. Richard Reeves was out there helping provide technical support. And just the sheer amount of stuff in there, it's hard to go. Like, we're good at really putting it out there. And it's really great when other people grab this stuff and reuse it and take the best parts out of them. Like, if you look this, are Democrats really this stupid? That was Josh Owens taking a couple different videos from the DNC that we put out and then fusing them together, getting these people when they put their foot in their mouth and just showing how they do it. So it's a really effective way. Now, this first video I want to go to, this is with Gabe Goldheim talking to a makeup artist. It's called Coward Makeup Artist Says Just Accept Globalism. And it's just amazing. This lady doesn't care about anything. She's here working, you know, in the Democratic National Convention. It doesn't have a political care or thought in the world and thinks that, you know, open theft is okay. So let's roll that video.
Would you mind telling us what your role is and what your, what your role is and what you're here for today?
I'm here to do makeup.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Now, what if I told you that Trump's campaign was attacking Hillary's campaign through Google? And if you try to search presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, that nothing comes up. What do you think should be done about that?
Who cares?
Okay, well, that's good because that's actually not true. What's actually happening is that if you search presidential candidate Donald Trump, that specific term, nothing comes up. If you search presidential candidate Jill Stein, her picture comes up, paraphernalia, Hillary Clinton, same thing, Bernie Sanders, same thing. So what do you believe should be done about that? I mean, that's like free speech there.
I don't like these interviews.
It doesn't have to be anything heavily philosophical, just, you know, real simple.
Google is privately owned, right?
Well, that doesn't give them the right to infringe on free speech and access to information freely.
Welcome to the media.
Thank you. So what we have here with the...
the spineless jellyfish is what you have.
Is just accept it. This is the theme here. It's a growing reality. Just accept it. Just accept it. The hypnosis, the psyop...
The 4 miles of fence.
Repetition, just accept it.
The open theft, the lie.
Hillary Clinton is the nominee. Just accept that Google is censoring information. Just accept that Facebook is censoring information. Just accept that there will be terrorist attacks every single day in Europe and the United States. Just accept it. This is absolutely unacceptable by my standards. And this is why the globalists will take over. Because everybody's just laying.
And that is a perfect microcosm of what we run into all across the country. People just accepting their fate, their reality, and just giving in to the tyranny, saying, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, when people stand up, things start to change. Obviously, we saw the 4 mile barrier get bigger because so many protesters, and these weren't Republican protesters. These weren't conservatives going there beating on Gates and lighting fires. These were leftists who were pissed off about the theft from Bernie Sanders. But speaking of this accept of more terror attacks, FBI boss says defeat of Islamic State means more terror in Europe and America. And that's James Comey. That's the guy who just let off Billary Clinton. Billary. At some point, there's going to be a terrorist diaspora out of Syria like we've never seen before. Not all Islamic State killers are going to die on the battlefield. Which is why we shouldn't get marred in these regions and begin with. And that's, you know, one of the, probably the only positive that George, the original Grandpa Bush, old HW, did was not invade Iraq. He stopped after pushing him out of Kuwait, which they kind of baited Saddam into coming into. And now out of the UK, Merkel must go. Germans plan huge demonstration over leaders' open-door asylum policy. People are starting to get pissed, even in Germany. They are sick of the attacks. They're sick of the media covering it up. They're sick of the politicians pretending like it's not a big deal. And then here's a little meme I made last night. If you guys can get a shot of this. And it's that embrace of Hillary and Barack on the stage. I believe this is the night they actually declared her the nominee. Rest easy, girl. We've almost destroyed the country. And that's what's going to happen, people. That's what will happen if we let Hillary Clinton get in charge. So I hope you get off your duff. I hope you're doing something. I hope you're not standing by and letting these people take over. Now, before we go any further, I got another couple of videos I want to play, at least parts of. But we have a bit where it's the leftovers of Operation Sleeping Giant Supercell. We're continuing the amazing savings and making them even greater. I did not remember seeing Silver Bullet 40% off over the weekend, but now it's back in stock, 40% off. If you don't have Silver Bullet in your medicine cabinet, you're crazy. That is the one of the best natural antibiotics out there, right there. And that's at 30 parts per million. Sometimes you go get it, You'll get it at a drugstore. It'll be 10 parts per million, 20 parts per million. I think if you make it yourself, the highest I've ever got it was 20 or 19 parts per million, making it myself. This is 30 parts per million. Super strong stuff. It's great. I put it on my cuts. If I get a cut, I'm put it on the Band-Aid and put it over there with a little bit of iodine. Works like a charm. Don't have to put that antibiotic cream. Also, 20% off all ProPure water filters, 40% off BrainForce, 20% off all Alexa Pure air filters, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Supermale Vitality, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I give that to my kids. I give them half a scoop instead of a full one, and we call it Fruit Punch. They love it. You give it to your kids, too, if you feel like doing that. 30% off Secret 12. 30% off DNA Force, 20% off Survival Seeds, 20% off all shirts, 20% off Liver Shield, 30% off Dink Cleanse, 30% off Anthroplex, and 30% off Knockout. Those are amazing, amazing, amazing deals. So if you haven't tried any of the products, try them. You've seen the great reviews. I played over the Operation Sleeping Giant. I played this clip three times of this lady who had done seven liver cleanses and pulled out thousands of stones out of her body and had pain on the right side of her body and could barely move. And she basically said, I want to thank Dr. Group for, I think, saving my life. That's how she felt. So try the products. Of course, consult your doctor. I'm not a doctor. So do your own research. Now, let's look what happens in the future if Hillary does get into office and takes her tax rates, gives us her tax hike. She wants to do another trillion in taxes. Already the income taxes that they've collected are the highest in history, and yet they still keep spending more money. Because you keep giving them more money, they think they can spend more money because they don't understand how debt works. Or I think they do. They just want to try to run this country into the ground. The American tax, it's ATR. I forget what that stands for. Americans for Tax Reform. They look at Hillary Clinton's $1 trillion in tax increases. $350 billion is going to come from itemized reductions. $275 billion through more business taxes, get rid of increase the capital gains tax, put a tax on stock trading, which is going to affect you if you hold 401ks or IRAs or any other savings accounts, and keep the they have this exit tax where they want to go after companies that are operating all over the world, which makes sense, but what. The reason these companies are not operating in the United States is because there's a 39% corporate tax rate. When most of the developed world, it's at 25%. Okay, and 31 of the 34 developed countries have cut their corporate taxes since 2000. Okay, but no, not here. We need more money. Now, 10 months ago, ATR, Americans for Tax Reform, did a analyst of Donald Trump's tax plan. And they said, it looks like people are going to be making more money. He's going to simplify the individual tax brackets. He is going to take down some of the deductions, but that's where you see a lot of businesses and people taking advantage of the system. So simplifying that, make it happen quicker. Drop the business tax rate to 15%. That's going to bring businesses back from all over the world into this country, which is going to be more jobs. And with more people working, it's going to be more taxes because people are saying, well, it's going to drop our income tax levels. No, it won't. If you have more people working, it's going to raise the tax levels. And we're going to have more people working, which is going to stimulate the economy. And so you can read both of those tax plans. You just go to ATR and just look up Hillary's tax plan or Shillery's tax plan and then Donald Trump's tax reform. Incidentally, Donald Trump put his out 10 months ago. We just got Hillary's because she wants to release it during all this other turmoil that's going on. So nobody really looks at what her policies are, but they're going to cost you a lot more money. So going back to what our country will look like in a few years if Hillary gains control, how would you like to have armed soldiers at your supermarket telling you what to sell your beef at? Well, if you're the citizens and you're getting a good discount, you might like that, especially if you're hungry. But if you're the guy who's invested his time and money into starting a business, you might not like that. Here's the story of Daniel. He said the army demanded that Daniel sell his beef at 250 bolivars, roughly 25 cents at the black market rates a kilo, even though he explained it costs 3,000 bolivars to buy from his suppliers. And the military said that beef belongs to the people. There it is right there in the Financial Times. When two trucks loaded with soldiers pulled up outside his butcher shop, Daniel felt a deep unease. Yeah, that's right, because that's what they're going to do. Right now they're having 700% inflation. They're having all kinds of controls. The government has seized the ports. Several government ministries now report directly to the Minister of Defense. And that is not the world you want to be living in. Murders off the charts. They can't do anything with the police. But what do we have here going on here still? Virginia police trained for civil unrest and race riots. That's right. They're training because they know that the economy is going to implode eventually and there will be too much debt to sustain ourselves, and something's going to break it, the system. And then there's going to be riots. Will it be an EBT scam where we see nobody get their EBT food stamps, the electronic food stamp, the electronic soup line? If those stop, maybe for 2 weeks, what's going to happen? There's going to be rioting. And then you're going to demand that the police take the streets and impose martial law. And it's all done on purpose. It's all done to, the command and control to ramp it up. So let's go. And then we have these people who don't believe in reality. And David Knight found another Democrat who doesn't believe in reality and just likes to schlep it off. We'll play part of this video. I'll probably cut it out halfway through. But it's called Democrat Conspiracy Theories. And it's all the Russians' fault that Hillary is a total monster and a thief in the DNC. You know, the fact that they got caught is Russia's fault and Donald Trump's fault because Paul Manafort, worked with Russia at one time. So let's go to that video now.
My name is Marta Fedoriou, and I'm with the Ukrainian American community, and I work for the Ukrainian American Ethnic Council of the Democratic National Committee. And we are out here trying to get the word out to the American people that Trump is going to is just a disaster for America, and he's going to be a disaster for Europe because he is teamed up with Manafort, who is now his campaign chair, who is a Putin ally. He does business with him. Trump has started doing some things through his sons already. We know that. And we need information out there through the media that Putin is controlling our media even by these leaks.
Well, let me ask you about the leaks, because you mentioned that you believe that Russia was involved in these leaks. But when we look at this and you're talking about media collusion, we've seen in the content of the emails, we've seen collusion between Politico, between the Washington Post and others with the DNC. Do you think that the emails are not true, that they've been doctored, or are you talking about the release of them? In other words, do you have a problem with the content of the emails or the fact that they're released?
The fact that they're released proves that Putin is behind it, because he is definitely, it's in his favor to have Trump win. So that's a fact. Now, the content, we don't know the real facts. The FBI is investigating. They could have been doctored, slightly edited. We don't know. But we know that the fact that they were released to favor Trump means Putin is behind it.
Let me ask you about the other email issue, okay, the one that Hillary Clinton had. There hasn't been a lot of concern, apparently, within the Democrat Party about the fact that national security was compromised. If you believe that the Russians were able to get the emails of the DNC and release those, are you concerned about the fact that she put top secret emails on her server that would be available to the Russians or to individual hackers or to any friend or enemy of the United States?
I am concerned about that, but I think that there has been a lot said about it that you can take it either way. She said herself if she had a choice to do it again, she wouldn't do it that way. I think she did that for expediency. It was easier. It was faster. And I don't think that, according to what I have read, I don't think that there were emails there that were considered classified at the time that she was.
The FBI director said they were sent and received as classified emails. He was very emphatic about that.
Yes.
So you think he's lying?
Possibly, because he is a Bush appointee. He is. And he did not recommend that she be indicted for that infraction. So it could be a little bit of gray in between.
Well, I followed the NSA whistleblowers, and one of them in particular, Thomas Drake, they came after him after he had been a whistleblower, and they came after him for 4 emails, none of which were classified. As a matter of fact, they were things like a schedule of a project that had long since finished. They said, well, this should have been classified, and you should have known it was classified and they came after him for possession of a classified document. They had another document that was similar to that, and they had him up for 35 years for four documents. One of them was, you know, encryption is your friend. It was a very generalized thing. It was not classified. They classified it that day and then declassified it 3 months later. I mean, how do you feel about this double standard where you have NSA whistleblowers looking at 35 years in jail? The case blew up in their face as the day they were going to trial, because that Monday is when they dropped it. The Sunday before, they had 60 Minutes to reveal that. How do you feel about that versus the way Hillary Clinton was treated?
I really can't speak to that because I don't know the fact. You basically just opened my eyes to that case, the whistleblower case that was...
All right, so you see the hypocrisy, the double standard, the hypocritical attitude going on. It's okay if Hillary Clinton does it because I want her to be president. And meanwhile, an NSA whistleblower has emails retroactively made classified just so they can go arrest him. I found this on Reddit. It's pretty interesting. And it's called Too Big to Jail. You can get a shot of it over my hand. HSBC funneled $80 million to the Clinton Foundation from Swiss bank accounts, and they settled with the Justice Department for facilitating the money laundering and terrorist financing. The Senate said that they served drug kingpins and rogue nations. Well, who served on their board of directors? James Comey, right before he became the FBI director. Who brokered the HSBC settlement? Loretta Lynch. And she also let him off the hook for evading $100 million in taxes. There it is, right there. Okay? These people are above the law, and they go after anybody else who has a crooked toenail. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more. This is Rob Dew with the Fourth Hour, InfoWars.com, Alex Jones Show.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ooh,
month ago, we had this video that I have on my screen here. It shows a 16-year-old black Trump supporter schooling a Black Lives Matter moron who basically said that Donald Trump was going to deport people back to Africa. And if you guys could show people on screen that video right there. There it is. 16-year-old black Trump supporter schools Black Lives Matter in moronic debate. Now, we got a video from David Knight at the DNC, and this is a Black Lives Matter supporter and Bernie Sanders delegate. He thinks Trump's going to bring back segregation. So Trump's going to do something to the blacks. He's going to do something bad. He's going to round them up. He's going to do something. So let's play that video right now.
If Donald Trump becomes president, I might have to go back to the black-only water fountain. That I might get more...
What makes you think that? I mean, he's talked about keeping the borders closed.
I mean, he's talked about putting up a wall from Mexico, making them build it, which will never get built. Because you can't just force a whole country to build another wall against us. Talk about a shutdown, a ban on all Muslims, making fun of people who are handicapped.
Well, he's talking about getting control of immigration because we have so many people coming so quickly that we can't tell whether there's criminals or terrorists coming in. We don't know who's coming in. There's legal immigration and there's illegal immigration. He's against the illegal immigration, but I don't see him saying anything about making black people drink out of a water, separate water fountain.
It's not necessarily, I'm not saying as if he said that verbatim. I'm just using that as an example.
As an example? What?
Well,
man, come
much.
On.
Thank you for talking to us.
Ridiculous. You can watch the whole video. BLM supporter thinks Trump will bring back segregation. Actually, the people who want to bring back segregation are the blacks themselves. Exclusive new Black Panther leader. Blacks need to migrate to 5 southern states, form country within a country. So they're saying it. Donald Trump's not saying it. They're saying it right there. And this was, let's see, July 10th. So about 18 days ago. Right there. And, you know, blacks before, you know, the generation before these youngsters running around fought to not have separate water fountains, to be able to eat in the same restaurant, to integrate into American society fully. And we have that now. And they want to turn back the clock and say, well, we don't want to deal with white people anymore. We don't like them. Well, that's just going to that, you know, I guess that's their own problem. So I don't even know what to say. They're fed disinformation through these leftist media outlets because they want you to be afraid and they don't want you to talk to people. I think we've had some of the best discourses at the DNC, and I thought that was going to be the most violent towards our reporters. And I was wrong. It wasn't. They were the Bernie people were open to talk. They wanted to talk. They wanted to exchange ideas. You know, I don't agree with their economic policies. But I think, you know, there are places for us where we can find common ground and then help take this country back from the globalists, because those are the people who are in control. Donald Trump hasn't been in office yet. He didn't cause all this. Hillary Clinton's 30 plus years in office. What has she done? What has she done? She called black people super predators. That's what she's done. She put more people in prison under her husband, under their crime bill. So, and there's this little thing called NAFTA, the giant sucking sound. Once again, all Operation Sleeping Giant Supercell fundraisers are still in effect. 40% off BrainForce, 40% off Silver Bullet, 20% off all ProPure water filters, 20% off Alexa Pure air filters, 30% off X2, Supermel Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Secret 12, DNA Force, 20% off Survival Sheets, all T-shirts, Liver Shield, Deep Cleanse, Anthroplex, and Knockout. Thank you for supporting us. If you have been, please spread the word. Infowars.com/show. Alex will be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and it's the nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for watching, and spread the word, people. This is how we're going to take our country back with a free exchange of ideas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.